Hello, my imaginary friends. It's the JN2N and SM2N show.
Oh, blimey. Hello. Yes, make it a good one now after all that fanfare. Yeah. Wait, what's the question?
What's your name?
JN2N. Yana to everyone else.
And I'm SM2N, or you can call me Simon. Today's February subject, February the 23rd. Could be the last day. There's no question published yet from Sorry GB about the 23rd of February. Question: did you watch any of the at Sochi 2014?
That'll be the Winter Olympics then.
And are you looking forward to Rio 2016 _EN?
That'll be the Summer Olympics. The next one.
Did you watch any?
I did, actually. Yes. I didn't think I would, but I have learned something. Apparently, I find winter sports more interesting to watch than summer sports. So, yes. Actually, I wanted to show Amelia some of the ladies' figure skating, because the girls have all these nice, colourful, short, little, sparkly dresses on. But unfortunately, you missed that.
Yeah, I like the little flappy, skirty things,
I bet you do. So anyway, but we didn't catch that because the men were on first, so we watched some of the men, which was a little bit, oh, wow.
Oh, they have tight, very tight trousers on there, don't they, with their, am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, whatever. So anyway,
with their lunch boxes showing, I think is the phrase.
Boxes. Moving on. And so I was just surprised because I remember when I watched as a kid that everything, you know, all the jumps they were doing was everything double and triple and whatever. And now it was a quadruple axel and a triple chulup or whatever they're called. And it was like, wow, you know, things have moved on in the last 20 years or something. It just shows how old I am. The kids weren't really interested, but I was very pleased to see that the German was doing very well while we were watching. We only watched about 5 of them or so. Kids lost interest. And whilst we watch a little bit of the women's ice hockey, kids weren't interested, and then watched a bit of the curling. I'd never really seen that before, which looked really bizarre, especially the way they polish the ice before the thing goes. That just looks odd.
Oh, is it a puck or something? Is it a puck or is that the ice what they hockey? Call it.
I don't know.
Weight that's moving along and they're having to brush the snow away and all that sort of thing. Yeah,
so I don't really know what the rules are on that one, apart from getting that thing into a circle or something. I don't know. Anyway, so we watched some of that. That's it, really, I think.
Some
of the couples, not couples, the dance. The ice skating, the dancing. Watch some of that. Saw the Torvald and Dean, they were showing the Torvald and Dean thing from 1984. So I remember that. 1984, I remember seeing that. I remember when they won. I'm so old. Yes?
I remember that too.
we did watch that.
In
1984?
Yeah, 1984, yes.
Mm. Yeah, so no, that was it. Did you watch any?
Not knowingly. Not deliberately, anyway.
I think you were in the room once when we were watching the finger skating.
Yeah, but I think my mind was on something else.
Yeah, probably. So yes, there we go. And what's the other part of the question?
I do remember there being some German person on the screen.
Yes, because I told you, he did really well.
Are you looking forward to Rio?
No. The summer sports. You?
No.
Okay, good. That's that dealt with. And then I was wondering whether we could very quickly talk about the bath etiquette, since that seems to... Phil asked whether it's weird to either boo in the bath or listen to boos in the bath. What do you think?
Well, I quite often listen to boos in the bath because it's quite good entertainment, really, so you can listen to stuff. So... it's a little bit annoying though when you get something that's very quiet or doesn't really work in the bath because of the ambient noise of the bath. So if it's like a soundscape or something like that, then you very often can't hear. And also because you haven't got the stereo effect, so when somebody's doing a stereo boo, they're not so good to listen to in the bath either, so I'll try and skip those, and then I have to dry my hands off so I can skip them. So it'd be good if you could have like a thing where you could just wave at your iPhone and it would recognise that you wanted to skip forward or skip back. But recording the boos in the bath or in the shower, I have done it once, or at least once. I don't really have any problem with it at all. It doesn't bother me that I'm in the shower and I'm naked. It doesn't bother me. I suppose the background noise is a concern. I don't necessarily want to inflict that on people, but no, it doesn't bother me at all. I don't have any qualms about it. Well, it doesn't bother me if anyone else does it. If anyone else is doing it in the bath, that's fine as well.
Yeah, I don't mind if people are in the shower or in the bath and they say they're doing a boo. I don't mind that. I don't mind listening. I don't get a mental picture of what they're doing. I just listen to what they want to say. That's fine. I don't usually listen to anything because I don't have baths. I have showers, so it's a bit noisy, as you say. And then you have to turn up the speaker really loud to be able to hear. And because I tend to have my showers early in the morning when people are still asleep, I can't really turn it up that loud. And also some boos, as you say, are quiet, so it's difficult to hear through the rushing water. Would I boo while I'm no, I wouldn't.
But, you know, they can't see you. They can't see you, even though you're...
Yeah, but that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird, because I'm in the shower, I'm naked, so I'm not going to boo then. I don't talk to people when I'm naked, so why would I do that on a public boo?
You talk to me when you're naked.
Yeah, you. We're married. That's fine. And the kids. Sometimes the kids come in as well. But that's it.
What about the phone? Do you do that on the phone as well?
No. No, exactly. I don't.
See, I'll let you into a secret. Sometimes I jump out of the shower just in time and I need to go on a conference call. Or I'll get a phone call, a work phone call. And I'll happily talk to them on the phone, even though I'm naked. But they don't know I'm naked, so it's fine.
Do you think that you behave any differently because you're naked?
I don't think so. I can be quite professional, even if I'm naked.
Good for you.
But I don't answer the phone when I'm on the toilet. I can't believe there's people that's wrong. I can't believe people do that, especially if they're standing up and having a tinkle, and surely the other person can hear them having a tinkle. Whenever I'm at work and somebody's on the phone in the gents, I always make sure I flush the toilet really loudly and turn the taps on and stuff like that, just to make sure that the other person knows that that person's sneakily
probably got a little bit of privacy of late. It does remind me though, this comedian who was leaving little notes for himself. I think he was a stay-at-home dad. He was leaving all these little notes around for himself, and one was about he didn't quite understand why his toddler was taking sort of his little toy phone when he went to the toilet or on the potty. He was wondering where he'd get that from.
Right, we're coming up to the 10-minute mark. So, anything else?
No, that's it. That's two things covered. We're good.
Toodle-boo.
Bye.